The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at plantersplace.com. So go ahead and give that a read if you like to read. Otherwise, just sit back and listen to today's topic, and that would be, what is an indeterminate tomato? What does that mean? So, you may recall that last time in Just Veggies, we explained what the determinate on a plant tag means, usually in reference to tomatoes. In fact, I haven't really heard it in reference to any other plant, but that's just me. Maybe you have, I don't know. Anyway, if you did not read or listen to that last podcast or blog, here's a quick review. A determinate tomato is essentially meaning that the tomato grows to a certain height, stops growing, and then puts all of its energy into producing tomatoes. Very cool. Well, now you take a determinate tomato and you put IN in the front of it, and you get indeterminate. Think of the word indeterminate to mean indefinite. What we mean by this is that the plant just continues to grow until a killing frost ends its life. Rather than growing to just 3 or 4 foot tall as a determinate tomato plant would, these indeterminate tomato plants will continue to produce new vines all season long, growing ever upward. And as they grow, they also continue to produce blooms, which subsequently become tomato fruit. So, not only do you get new vines all season long, you get fruit all season too. In fact, I've harvested fresh cherry tomatoes as late in the season as the week of Thanksgiving, and that's way up here in New England. Yes, it was an extraordinarily warm fall, but still, that's pretty late up here. Okay, so what are some important characteristics of an indeterminate tomato? So, indeterminate, determinate, what's the big deal and why should you care? Well, as I always say, knowledge is power, right? Knowing the characteristics of the two will help you determine which type is right for you and how you can manage your tomato crop best. Okay, I have five points here. First one, because their growth is continuous and prolonged, you'll need to support more, or I should say, you will need to use more supports for your indeterminate tomatoes. Consider using larger tomato cages rather than just a stake, or if you have a lot of tomatoes lined up in a row, maybe 5 or 6 plants or more, you might want to learn how to do the Florida weave technique. To learn more about that, you can go right to plantersplace.com and search for the term Florida weave. It's pretty cool. Okay, second point here. Indeterminate tomatoes will form and ripen fruit for months on end until the killing frost, the first one of the season, comes along. This is in contrast to determinate tomatoes that concentrate the harvest in about a 2-week interval or so. This is great for folks who don't want to can or freeze an all-at-once tomato haul from their determinate tomato plants. Third point, indeterminate tomatoes aren't really suited for growing in containers, or at least in small containers. You'll need a pretty big one for that. They will need constant pruning and maintenance to check growth, unless you have the space around the plant to just let those vines cascade down and around and all that good stuff. If you have the space, go for it. Fourth point, indeterminate tomato plants do require regular maintenance, as I just said, whether it's in ground or in a container, and you'll need to do some pinching off of suckers. You'll need to tie up your vines to your supports, like a stake or the tomato cage or the Florida weave or, vines or other things like that. And you'll also need to trim out growth to allow for air circulation around your plant. The reason behind this last task is to help reduce stagnant air and prevent the spread of air and waterborne diseases. Remember, these vines are constantly growing, and if you don't trim them out of the middle and loosen up the airspace a bit, it gets a little dank in there. You don't want that. And my very last point is this. Many of the very esteemed and flavorful heirloom tomatoes that you have all heard of, they happen to be indeterminate types. So it might take a little bit more work to maintain, but you'll know the flavor explosion is well worth it. So now that's all you need to know about determinate and indeterminate tomatoes. You may find that a few of each will best suit your needs, as is often the case. So whichever you choose, at the end of your harvest, you will feel like the tomato season really isn't long enough anyway, regardless of which type of tomato you grow. Well, that's it for me and for this episode. Have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.